there is no help. The people in my country and other African countries, they're not that educated about the Ebola virus. And my main concern is more of the people that work in the hospitals. The people in the hospital, they're afraid to take care of the sick patients because they're afraid that they themselves will contact the virus. If the medical providers are afraid to take care of sick people, this virus will not end.
Mimi Sho Sawyer is spearheading the project that seeks to raise $2.5 million to combat the deadly disease. Sho Sawyer says she decided to set up the fund after her uncle, a medical professional, and several friends died of Ebola in Sierra Leone.
I felt like I need to help do something on my part here to help people back home.
Funds collected by the nonprofit will be used to purchase supplies such as hand sanitizer, chlorine, gowns, and gloves. The supplies will benefit the people at the epicenter of the outbreak in Sierra Leone, Liberia, Nigeria, and Guinea. Sho Sawyer, a medical professional at Kaleida Health in Buffalo, says if we end Ebola in Africa, we can stop the disease from spreading across the world.
I think that this is a global issue because people do go in and out of the country. It can spread anywhere. So if we don't try to do something to stop it, I believe it can get worse.
Sho Sawyer says the organization will send as many supplies as it can purchase to the African countries by the end of the month. Anyone interested in donating to the fund can do so through M&T Bank or by purchasing a t-shirt at booster.com/SaveAfricaAndEbola. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.